USA Radio News.
The site of an accident in upstate New York that killed two pedestrians and 18 occupants of a limousine headed to a birthday party, including four sisters, is a known danger spot, according to locals. The intersection had been redone in 2008 because of a fatal accident, but there still were problems and the intersection still was very dangerous. Robert Sumwalt is the chairman of the NTSB. He talks about the investigation moving forward.
We are just beginning our actual investigation. Certainly it does appear from the physical evidence that somebody ran through that stop sign, but we want to understand why that happened.
The panhandle of Florida is under a hurricane watch as Hurricane Michael is strengthening in the Gulf of Mexico and is likely to develop into a Category 2 hurricane. Florida Governor Rick Scott issued an order for a state of emergency in 26 counties. The hurricane could make landfall as early as Tuesday night. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
The national average for a gallon of gasoline has increased by 4 cents up to $2.91 a gallon. USA Radio Network's John Clemens tells us about the factors for the increase.
Concerns over the sanctions against Iran that will take effect in about a month and that OPEC has failed to act to increase production from other producers. Patrick DeHaan is with GasBuddy.com.
The national average is up 4.5 cents per gallon in the last week and currently is holding at about $2.91 a gallon across the U.S. That's the highest tally we've seen since mid-June and comes on the heels of oil prices that remain near a four-year high at about $75 a barrel.
I'm John Clemens.
President Trump is set to deliver remarks today at the International Association of Chiefs of Police annual convention down in Orlando, Florida. The president is traveling with Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, and the two had a lengthy conversation on the way down to Florida. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Former Attorney General Eric Holder reacted on Twitter to the confirmation of Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court by questioning the court's legitimacy and also saying that the court needs to regain the nation's trust. Carrie Severino is with the Judicial Confirmation Network, and she told Fox News this is exactly what the Democrats have been trying to do to Kavanaugh all along.
That's been their strategy all along, I think. They wanted to delay the deny him confirmation if he could, delay it if they couldn't. And then delegitimize it. I think they're just hoping to find some way to push back against what is now a constitutionalist majority. So they're not going to give them every decision they want. So they're going to try to undercut the legitimacy of the court. I think it's ironic when you hear a lot of people complaining that, oh, this is going to delegitimize the court. They're doing that by their own rhetoric. They know that this was a fair and legitimate confirmation process, you know, as fair as it could be under the circumstances. What the Democrats were doing there was very unfair. But I saw from my own boss, I worked for Justice Thomas, you know, he had obviously a bruising confirmation process as well, but he has served 27 years now with distinction. I think so many people recognize him as one of the most principled members of the court. He gets along great with his colleagues. So, you know, their wishful thinking that somehow Justice Kavanaugh will have an asterisk, I think, is just that.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1957 when Jerry Lee Lewis recorded Great Balls of Fire in Memphis, Tennessee. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.